You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Cynthia Schuster. Coming up later in the program, we'll be talking about the science of impulse and why it feels so good, at least for a time, to eat that piece of chocolate or buy that tabloid at the checkout counter.
First, it's time for Wisconsin Life. While Wisconsin is known for its beer, we also love brandy, and many of the state's new craft distillers are now making their own local version of the drink. Producer Seth Jovag went to Mitchell Vineyards with staff and volunteers from Madison's Old Sugar Distillery to pick about 10 tons of grapes.
No state drinks more brandy per capita than Wisconsin, but not all brandies are alike. While most of the world's grape brandy is distilled in California, the rise of craft distilleries has brought brandy production a little closer to home. Each year, Nathan Greenwald from Old Sugar Distillery in Madison and a troop of paid volunteers pick about 10 tons of grapes at Mitchell Vineyards near Oregon.
We come out here with as many volunteers as we can muster and pick close to 100 pounds per hour. So if we can get enough volunteers, we can do close to 8,000 pounds in a day.
Oh, just keep picking.
Today we picked about 6,000 pounds, primarily Foch and Malo grapes, which are French hybrid grapes that have been developed by the University of Minnesota. It tastes like French grapes, but that'll grow in this climate, so they're nice, high-quality red wine grapes. We're picking up all the full buckets from the down the rows. The pickers go around and do their picking and leave the buckets behind for us to pick up with the ATV. Those grapes are crushed on-site here at the farm, and they're crushed into plastic totes, which we take to the distillery, and we add yeast, and we get that grape must fermenting.
You ready?
Yeah. All right, go ahead, George. That's the crusher destemmer. Fairly small but very efficient way of crushing the grapes. You don't want to grind them. You just want to crack them open, and then it also separates the stems. These grapes will be fermented and then distilled, and that spirit will be aged in toasted barrels and then moved, after most of the aging, to used charred rum barrels.
When you make brandy, you are essentially making wine that is then distilled.
So we've got our still fired up here. It's a 220-gallon modified pot still. What goes in is usually about 14% alcohol, basically a wine that's made either from grapes if we're doing brandy, or sugar if we're doing rum or one of our liqueurs. Basically, we're boiling off the alcohol. The still is made down in Arkansas by a guy who calls himself Colonel Wilson. He's kind of a character. This is last year's brandy. It's got a real nice, delicate aroma. Well, you can smell a little vanilla that comes through from the oak barrels, but also just kind of a delicate grape flavor that comes through from the fermentation and distillation. Yeah, the grapes are great. People's palates are kind of accustomed to Cabernet and Merlot. These are going to taste a little different. They're very earthy, which I think makes for a really great brandy.
Nobody really knows why brandy is so popular in Wisconsin. And while most of that brandy is consumed in a cocktail like the Old Fashioned or Manhattan, these craft distilleries may just change the way Wisconsin drinks.
Yeah, it's definitely a draw. I mean, anything that's made this locally is a pretty easy sell, since Wisconsin's a big brandy state, especially since it tastes so good.
That was producer Seth Jovag. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. This episode is produced in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. For more info, go to wisconsinlife.org.
Here to talk about some other Wisconsin-made spirits is Adam Casey. He's a manager at Star Liquor in Madison and a founding member of the Madison Malt Society. Adam, welcome to Central Time.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Well, we know that Wisconsinites love their beer.
True.
How does our love for craft liquor compare?
It's definitely a growing trend in the state of Wisconsin right now. It's something that we have seen growing all around the country over the last 5 or 6 years. There are now about 15 different distilleries based in Wisconsin, and it has been something we have watched growing pretty dramatically. Part of the reasoning we see it happening is craft beer actually broke down a lot of the walls for these distilleries. People are more interested in tasting new things. The whole buying local is always an interesting thing here in Madison. People are excited to try it.
Well, you know, we just heard about the Old Sugar Distillery in Madison. What are some other distilleries in the Capital area?
In Madison, we have three distilleries off the top of my head. Old Sugar, obviously. We also have Yahara Bay, which is down towards Fitchburg. And we also have Death's Door, which is out in Middleton. Both making a lot of different products. I believe I was talking to Nick Quint from Yahara Bay the other day, and I think they're up to 15 different products there right now, ranging from vodka to gin to limoncello to apple brandy and things of that like. So there's a really great variety of products we can find here that are made locally.
I learned the hard way that Death's Door is not on Washington Island.
No. Death's Door is here in Madison. they were originally, the idea came from using some of the wheat that is grown on Washington Island from the hotel. I had spoken to the chef there years ago, and she said, well, you know, you can only make so many buckwheat pancakes before you need to come up with some other idea.
That's funny.
And the idea came to making vodka and gin and whiskey is what Death's Door is doing these days.
So anyone who's headed to the ferry right now,
right.
To
I would imagine you can probably find
I hope you've learned soon
Death's
enough,
Door,
but unlike myself.
Yes.
I got all the way up there and they said, actually, they're in Madison. Oh, okay.
Yes, the distillery is over in Middleton. So if you're on your way there, you might want to take a U-turn.
Well, how many distilleries are there? And you know, what more beyond, you know, brandy and vodka and gin is starting to come out?
You can find basically any distilled product that's made, essentially made here in Wisconsin. We don't make tequila because we can't grow agave here in Wisconsin. Mm. That pretty much has to be down in the South. In fact, even the Southwest has a little trouble because the climate's just not quite right for it. But there's gin, there's vodka, brandy, whiskey, limoncello, apple brandy. Yahara Bay is coming out with a cranberry liqueur called a crancello. So there's a really, really huge variety of products you can have. Flavored vodkas, things like that. There's a gentleman up near Green Bay that's making flavored rums. Mm-hmm. There's a guy in Sturgeon Bay named Po Lo who has a traditional Hmong rice spirit called Yurlo. That's about as unique as it gets. Until you've tried it, you can't even imagine what it's like. It's really an interesting product. And basically what he's trying to do is maintain his family's heritage through products that come from his background.
Well, you know, you just mentioned the rice spirit. There's also Door Peninsula Winery has gone into distilling over the last few years, and they're starting to come up with these specialty liqueurs as well. Vodka, whiskey, rum, these are sort of mainstays in cocktails. What resources are available for people who might want to branch out and try specialty liqueurs but don't know how to use them?
Well, I think one of the real advantages that the craft distilling trend has seen is the fact that cocktails are becoming more and more popular around the country. The trend in restaurants and bars in Madison seems to be to always have a specialty cocktail list, and that definitely influences what people are willing to try and then go out and buy and take home themselves. There are websites galore that will tell you about cocktails. Most of the websites for the distilleries that are based here in Wisconsin or anywhere in the country for that matter will include some sort of cocktail recipes and things like that. Mm-hmm. It definitely shows the ability to branch out and really use these products in interesting ways. I've been selling liquor for almost 13 years now, and some of the things these guys come up with just blow me out of the water. I never saw any of that coming, so.
When in doubt, do you recommend just kind of sipping it straight from the glass?
Well, I think that's the best way to get your first taste of a product, maybe. One of the things the Madison Malt Society does every year is we put on an event called Distill America for charity that we use as sort of a trade show, sort of a sampling where people can come in and they can try as many of these different products as they want to within reason, of course. It does take a level of responsibility and taking care of yourself when sampling distilled spirits. But, I mean, with the variety of products out there, that's a nice way to do it. I always say with any spirit or distillate, have it the way you like it. If you like a gin and tonic, have a gin and tonic. If you want a rum and coke, have a rum and coke. You know, something like that is not a bad idea. But it's always fun to taste the product by itself just to get a real idea of what you're getting into.
Well, one distillery that I hadn't heard of was 45th Parallel.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about that?
45th Parallel is up in New Richmond, Wisconsin. It's up north of Eau Claire. And 45th Parallel makes some really great products, things like vodka and gin. They also make, for another company, they make a horseradish-infused vodka. Which
really?
is one of the more...
I can't even imagine.
You can't. And you know what? I couldn't either when I first heard of it. I thought it was just going to clear my sinuses when I tried it. But it's actually a very elegant product. It's called Referent horseradish-infused vodka, and it makes about the best Bloody Mary you could ever imagine. I always thought, I haven't done this before, but I've always considered pairing it with oysters, too. I thought that would be really good.
Wow. Well, that's something to keep our eye out for.
Yeah,
well,
always something out there.
Thanks for telling us about that.
Sure.
That's Adam Casey. He's manager at Star Liquor in Madison and a founding member of the Madison Malt Society.